السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing with our Talim al-Haq lessons in part 9, lesson number 2. So we have in lesson number 1 discussed Jum'ah, and now we will discuss inshallah Salat of Eidain, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So things which are mustahab and sunnat on Eid days are to take a bath and do miswak. To take a bath and do miswak. To put on one's best clothes. To use itar. To take dates on any other sweets before going for the Eid al-Fitr Salat. To give Sadaqat al-Fitr before going for the Eid al-Fitr Salat. To perform the Eid Salat at the Eidgah, a place fixed for Eid Salat outside the population. To go by foot. To go by one route and return by another. Not to perform Nafil at home or at the Eidgah before and after the Eid Salat. To eat the meat of Qurbani, sacrifice of one's own offering. To eat the meat of Qurbani, of one's own offering. After the Eid al-Adha Salat. On Eid al-Fitr, one should say Takbir in a low voice while going for Salat. It is mustahab to say Takbir aloud while going for Eid al-Adha Salat. Both the Eid Salat are wajib upon all those on whom the Jum'ah Salat is fard. The condition for Eid Salat are the same as those for Jum'ah Salat. However, khutbah is not fard for Eid, nor is it fard to be said before the Salat. Khutbah after Salat is Sunnah. So there are two rakat in each of the two Eid Salat with six extra takbirs. There is no Azan or Iqamat for Eidain Salat. Okay, so this is Salat of Eidain. Now how to perform the Eid Salat? Firstly, the niyat should be made as follows. I am performing two rakat, Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha wajib, with six extra takbirs behind this imam. Allahu Akbar. So he means takbir. And he started. So fold the hands after the takbir tahrima and recite sana. Thereafter, the first takbir from the extra takbirs, raising both hands up to the ears, bring them down after saying Allahu Akbar. The second takbir, do the same for the second time. Third takbir, do the same. Third takbir, for the third time, raise the hands up to the ears and sing takbir, fold them below the navel. So now the first takbir, you raise both the hands, Allahu Akbar, and bring them down. Second takbir, Allahu Akbar, bring them down. Third takbir, Allahu Akbar, and fold them below the navel. The imam should read the ta'awuz, tasmiyah, and surah Fatiha along with another surah, and then go into ruku. When all stand up for the second rakat, the imam should recite the qirat, and thereafter, first takbir, all should say takbir and raise the hands up to the ears and let them down. Then the second takbir, again the hands should be raised up to the ears for the second takbir and let them down. Then the third takbir, again the hands should also be raised up to the ears and let them down. Then saying the fourth takbir, everyone should go into ruku and complete the salat as usual. Then the imam should stand up and deliver the khutbah, and all should sit silently and hear the imam. Right? There are two khutbahs for Eidain also. The imam sitting for a while in between the two is masnoon. The imam sitting for a short while in between the two khutbahs is masnoon. It is wajib to listen to the khutbah of Eidain. Okay, so alhamdulillah, we have covered the two Eids. We make dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to read our salat correctly and to practice on these lessons, and also try and teach others. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.